This is Wade Rasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Scientists describing the quickening rate of carbon dioxide emissions in stark terms, comparing it to a speeding freight train and laying part of the blame on an unexpected surge in the appetite for oil, as people around the world not only buy more cars but also drive them farther than the past, more than offsetting any gains from the spread of electric vehicles. Information released from the English Parliamentary Committee investigating Facebook's practices indicate that it used data to favor some of its partners and hurt some of its competitors. House Democrats say big pharmaceutical companies channeled tax savings to repurchasing shares instead of making some medicines more affordable. Conservative Goldwater Institute petitioned the Supreme Court to take up a case challenging a Massachusetts law that permits unions but bars for-profit businesses from making political contributions. The state law permits labor PACs to donate up to $15,000 to a single candidate without disclosure, while individuals can donate only up to $1,000, and for-profit corporations are banned from making contributions altogether. The Institute quashed a similar law in Kentucky in 2016 under a similar lawsuit. The U.S. had the chief financial officer and daughter of the founder of Hawaii arrested in Vancouver during a plane transfer complicating trade talks with China. Huawei's setbacks have come on multiple fronts, from New Zealand and Australia to Britain and Canada. China sees the company as a pivotal driver of its ambitions for global technological leadership. Increasingly, much of the rest of the world sees it as a potential conduit for espionage and sabotage. Associated Press published its own analysis of the partisan beneficiaries of gerrymandering and found four times as many states with Republican-skewed state House assembly districts or House districts than Democratic ones. Among the two dozen most populated states that determine the vast majority of Congress, there were nearly three times as many with Republican-tilted U.S. House districts. The drug maker Actelion Pharmaceuticals agreed to a $360 million settlement stemming from an investigation into whether the company illegally funneled kickbacks through a patient assistance charity, federal prosecutors have said. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.